Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's another hot one out there today.
Holy man.
I know. I feel like I need to wear sunscreen inside right? Because it's that hot out.
The mom and me is going to put this out there. Lots of water and sunscreen, children.
Yeah, no kidding, especially if you're out there working in this today.
Right?
My goodness. What do we got in our Country Music Insider?
Carly Pearce was recently on Bunny XO's podcast. That's Jelly Roll's wife.
Yep.
And she actually revealed her real name. She said she felt she had to change it because her real name was terrible for a country artist.
Oh.
So my legal last name is Carly Slusser. Horrible name for a country singer. My middle name is Christine. Mm-hmm. So for a long time, I was Carly Christine, you know, because that felt right. And then my grandparents... my mom's maiden name is Pierce, mm-hmm. and they were super influential in my life, and I wanted to honor them in some way. So although it's not my legal last name, it feels so important.
All right. Well, I now know one of the answers to her security questions with that, too. So.
Right? Yeah.
Nice.
An interview from 2016 with Morgan Wallen is making the rounds again, where he was asked about what his dream lineup would be.
Mm.
So if I could have a dream lineup show, I mean, hopefully I'm the headliner. I would put Eric Church, Chris Cornell, any band that he's ever been involved with. I really don't care as long as he's there singing. I would probably put Drake there and Tim McGraw.
That would be a unique blending
right?
of artists for that show.
Oh, say what an eclectic group of performers. Yeah, Drake?
Drake and Tim McGraw.
And Chris Cornell, yeah.
All right, fire it up.
Yeah. Lana Del Rey announced that her country album is called Stove, and it's expected to come out in January. She said, 8 years ago when I was looking to make a country record, no one else was thinking about country, and now everyone is going country.
Mm-hmm.
And Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are producing a musical young adult series for Amazon called Dorothy, going to be based off of The Wizard of Oz. They say they're going to use the iconic Yellow Brick Road as a modern day metaphor for the ups and downs, choices and challenges young people face today.
Okay, it's going to be good. Gwen Stefani, mm-hmm. Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
They're quite the bunch, those two.
Are.
So it's going to be good to see. Well, there you go. That's our Country Music Insider today.